Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of May, the 31st is upon us. I'm Dex Stefan, welcoming you to another hour of conversation with my pal Jay Kirshner. She's responsible for lots of things that happen here, not only a lot of the conversation, her own expertise. She's very good with social media. She helps put a lot of the ideas together and the things that we use as trailers, if you will, during the day at gooddayshow.com. The complete program is there every day, but then there's also the download where you can hear some of the important discussions of the day. For example, I think on the most recent download, we have the story of Russia issuing an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham. Let's go get him! Right? The situation with Celine Dion.
The reaction Lindsey Graham must have felt upon hearing this, that there's an arrest warrant.
Pretty important. Yeah. The Russians are after me. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Dr. Jack Stockwell talks on the recent download of the benefits of certain types of food, how to grill, the impact of carcinogens on your body. Talk about MS a little bit. Also on one of the recent downloads from this week, obviously we have conversation about Memorial Day, goes without saying. The Ed Ames story on the Tonight Show. Tommy Kreitler, our favorite home improvement person, discussing grass, not the kind you smoke. Although weeds and stuff, you know, grass, marijuana is a weed. And that's why they call it weed, because it is a weed. There are lots of people who smoke all kinds of weed. This is what's so crazy about how people in their approach to certain issues are so silly. You can smoke poppies. You can smoke dandelions.
Wasn't that a lot of people who have eaten a lot of lemon poppy seed muffins will then test positive in certain drug tests?
Right. Poppy seeds are the same as, as grass. Isn't really grass, it's a weed. But then it became, because it moved up the chain, I guess, the food chain. So instead of being a weed, it's now classified as grass. All right, so there's more. The more the merrier, isn't that what they say? Fewer the better the fair. Also, a lot of discussion about the heat wave. Hey, I got to tell you something. I don't have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. There's a big. I don't have to tell you anything. We can just sit here and BS for the entire hour, but that wouldn't be as productive as talking about some of the issues of the day, the questions that we have, things that matter to you. This fire in Nova Scotia. Yesterday, as I was out on the tractor, I was breathing this air, and you could see, especially as the sun went down, the air was thick. It was much worse yesterday than it had been the day before, of the smoke coming down the east coast from Nova Scotia. It's traveled about 1,000 miles, actually a little more than that, and it has affected people. If you've got asthma or any kind of a COPD situation, any of you don't, just breathing that stuff will give you. I was coughing all like this. Just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It was really. And this morning, the air is filled with mist because there was a fog last night. And in the fog, because the temperature of the ground now is warming up and the air was kind of cool, so that creates a fog. And in the fog is this smoke still. And you can even see it. I've had all the cars and trucks washed here in the last week or so on the farm, and all this stuff is now just back and laying on it. It's really something to behold, and not something good. It just is something that is, what the heck do you do about it? It's something. We seem to have more and more of these fires, too, all over the world every year. Here's some interesting news. Those of you who follow tennis, there's a two-time Grand Slam champion named Gabriel Munza. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Pretty close to that, something like that anyway. She just finished a match in 2021, and this fellow came down from the stands and asked her for a selfie, because he said he was a big fan. And she said, sure. So she took a picture with this guy, and this weekend, she's going to marry him. So that was kind of cute, right?
That is.
She says, they took the picture. She just, the picture was taken, and then she went her way, and he went his way. And then they met out on the street. Just by coincidence, except there are no coincidences. These two were supposed to get together. I firmly believe that. And so they have. And now she seems extraordinarily, really happy. And that's the way you're supposed to be.
Well, but, and we've seen this with cool other celebrities
who meet people
who are non-celebrities and eventually end up together.
Yeah. Nicely done. Very nicely done. Okay, so the AM radio thing, still on people's minds, I think, because there isn't a bill yet. And in fact, some of these phonies on the House Communications Subcommittee, including the chairman, who's a guy named Bob Latta, who's from Ohio, he says, I'm not so sure I want to support this AM radio mandate. I don't know that we have all the facts. Now, consider that Latta is from a state that has four huge car manufacturing facilities, including one not far from you in Cleveland, near the airport. Right? There's an engine manufacturing plant by the airport. There's a couple of, in Lorton, there's a couple of assembly plants. I think a GM assembly plant. Anyway, so I'm guessing this guy is from a district where there's a car manufacturing plant, and the people who run whatever, I think it's Ford, who run the plant, have gotten to him and said, hey, come on, not so fast here, pal. So he says, I'm going to listen. He's one of four members of this committee that's going to have a hearing on the issue early next week. I will not decide whether to support the AM for Every Vehicle Act until I hear testimony from car makers.
What about the public who you...
Don't worry about them.
He's
not worried about those guys. Just let's hear from the people who are contributing to my campaign. All right, let's go to Colorado. This is the second time today we've been to Colorado, where a high school student was told she couldn't wear her Mexican and American flag at the same time. So obviously, the last name is Willizano. I think that's obviously Mexican. So she's announced she's going to sue the school district because they rejected her decision to wear the sash. Why did she even ask him? Why didn't she just do it? One side is the Mexican flag, the other side is the American flag. Not that I think that's a great idea, because if you're an American, then you are American. You left Mexico, you came here. That's kind of a subtext to the real issue of the school saying you can't wear it. And then she says, okay, I'm going to sue you. And the court issued a temporary restraining order to keep her from being able to wear the sash, right?
And I don't think she herself is an immigrant. I think she was born here. Yeah, and I think she just wants to honor her heritage. Which, when you do the graduation stuff, typically the only thing that you can alter is the top of the cap. You are not permitted to wear a lot of additional stuff, so she would have had to get permission. And the thing is, they are letting some Native American students and Pacific Islanders wear something that they have permitted them to do something, but they're not letting
her.
So it's one of those, it's one of those, well, they can, but you can't situation where if they just said no across the board, it might not be as big of an
safer
issue.
Safer ground. Yeah. Right. All right. Well, listen, there's always a little bit of, what do they call it, tit for tat, give and take, that sort of thing. The people who are trying to start this third party, you know, we have red states, we have blue states, and now we have purple to represent the no-name third party, which is getting a lot of attention. And I really think that there's a message here, and there's also a reason to try to separate yourself from Joe Biden and Donald Trump. A lot of people want to do it. And even though, let's see, the last election, I think 8.678% of voters cast ballots for third party and write-in candidates. The Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, who was a lightweight, he got most of the national vote. The Green Party nominee got some votes, too. But now, we've got something that is different because those names, nobody knew those names. Now we've got people who have heft. Christian Sinema, Joe Manchin, and many others, actually, who are now signing on to this, who will maybe be a significant challenge. The problem with, according to Democrats anyway, is they say that any of these third-party people will be, they'll lean Democratic, or at least toward that side, so they'll take votes away from whoever the Democratic candidate is and give Trump a shoo-in. Well, I don't know. I think that's a case that'd be hard to make. Frankly, maybe that's because my own preference is that we have more parties, more people running, give everybody a chance that wants to take a shot at this and not be bullied out by the Democratic National Committee or the Republicans or the, you know, Trump can bully you out on his own. He doesn't need the party to do that. But a recent exit poll, the last election, found that there are a lot of people who want a third party. And you can see that. You can feel it. You can sense it. Not that it hasn't happened before, because it's happened a lot, because people are ticked off at the party hierarchy and how they run things. Because if you don't think Joe Biden is a product of the Democratic Party hierarchy, then you've been asleep.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had three-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
This pot not boiling yet.
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cop.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I mean Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Monday, the 26th of June. Doug with Jay, and the system has brought us around to focusing on the really important stuff, right? Wheel of Fortune. Don't they have at the beginning of the show, the audience yells, Wheel of Fortune!
Yeah.
I think they do that, right? All right, so Vanna has figured out that if Pat's not there and she sticks around, she's worth more than the eight that they pay her now. So, as it turns out, Pat has a salary at the moment of 15, and he wanted eight more, and that's why he's retiring. Because they said, no, we're not going to pay you eight more. So what happens to Vanna? We'll talk about that right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Griffin was responsible for the music as well. He had all of the people who are his relatives are benefiting from every aspect of this and the other program, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. He wrote the music. He did the. He had the idea. Hired the hosts, etc. He saw Pat Sajak was a weatherman in Albany, New York. How do you like that? Get a phone call. Hey, this is Merv Griffin. How'd you like to be star of the day?
Yeah.
That was 42 years ago. So now,
Leap of faith, because it's not like Wheel of Fortune was what it is now. When it first started, yeah, it was kind of, all of these game shows are kind of like, is it going to hit or is it going to miss?
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, so Vanna is 66, needs a good ice cream sundae, amongst other things. She and Pat are together and have been together, I think, since the beginning. She was the first, wasn't she the first letter turner?
I cannot recall if somebody else was there or if they, how they did it or if he did it himself. She joined in season two, I believe. Season two or season three. She wasn't there for the first season. But her last pay increase reportedly came about 18 years ago. So she has not had a pay raise in 18 years.
All right. Well, some people think she makes three. Some people say she makes up to eight. But she doesn't, she's not talking about what she makes. What she wants is the deal. And should she get it? Those shows are so profitable, they make hundreds of millions of dollars a year because there's no real expense to them. And they can get premium, premium dollars because they're so popular.
And they record them in bulk, so there's also a lot of downtime.
Right. They do five a day. They have 21 days a year that they do the shows, and then I think it's 21, maybe 24 days a year. So, bingo, bango. Anyway, so if she gets, Pat wanted another $8 million. Nope, they said that's no. So that was the end of him. I think that was a dumb mistake on their part. So does Vanna deserve more? Depends on who the host is going to be, I guess, much as anything else. More to come, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, for years and years and years, when I talked about the concept of dogs and cats having human emotions, people thought I was crazy, especially people in the scientific community. They said, Warren, there's no way we can prove that in a laboratory. Well, you don't have to prove it in a laboratory. If you want to find out whether or not dogs and cats have emotions, all you need to do is spend some time with the guardians that take care of them on a regular basis. You know, over the years, I've lived and trained with thousands and thousands of dogs, and every single dog or cat I've worked with had emotions. Very often, the emotions of the pet were similar to the emotions of the people they live with. For example, if I was working with a depressed person, often I'd have a depressed dog, an anxious person, an anxious dog. The bottom line is, we have to remove this human ego that we think that we're the only ones that can have emotions and feelings. Our dogs and our cats have been living with us since we've been walking upright. Therefore, it just makes common sense that when it comes to emotions, dogs and cats and most mammals have the same emotions as people do. Just recognize them. I'll more next time.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has spoken with Ukraine President Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the weekend's events in Russia. The White House said the leaders affirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine against Russian aggression. This comes after a short-lived rebellion by the Wagner Group, a private Russian military organization led by Yevgeny Prigozhin. The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with Wagner to drop the charges against Prigozhin in exchange for the group ending its insurrection. The penalty phase in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter trial is set to begin today. Earlier this month, a jury found Robert Bowers guilty on all counts in the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue that killed 11 people. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if Bowers is eligible for the death penalty. Legal experts say it's a near certainty the jury will find the defendant to be eligible. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day. Alright, what is the... What's the way for us to approach this day as a unique day? It is unique. Every day is a unique day, the 26th of June. So this would be the last Monday. Seems like 5 minutes ago we were talking about it being the first Monday. It's June. Hello.
Yes.
Then July.
Whiplash.
Unga bunga. 2 weeks. No, a week from tomorrow is the 4th of July, right? A lot of big weekend plans for fireworks and things like that. I guess that'll be the heralding, the mark of the day.
Slackers not working. Not us.
Yeah. Nope, we'll be here for the 4th of July. You can celebrate with us live on the air. Who knows? We could have Hunter Biden as a guest. What do you think? Is that a good idea? Should we invite Hunter Biden to be here?
We could straight up have a debate with President Biden. Trump.
Yeah. Right. We could do that. They've got nothing better to do on 4th of July,
no.
Right? No. Some of the things from the charts from last week, I was thinking, as I always look back on Monday, as to what's still legit from last Friday or the end of last week. And I guess looking at number 9 last week, I'm going to bet that'll move up on the list. That was the Russian-Ukrainian war, mostly because of the coup that was about to happen. And Putin was sweating his you-know-what's off because this guy is a tough cookie. Yevgeny, is that how you pronounce him? Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner mercenary group in Russia. He has accused Russia's military of attacking his camp, and he said he's going to retaliate. Well, I think that things calmed down a little bit, but this has been going on for weeks behind the scenes, apparently. The Russian military is incompetent, so he says, and I guess it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. He doesn't get the support from the Russian military, and so because of the poor preparation of the army, there was a missile strike. 2,000 fighters were killed, and I think they were mostly his, weren't they? Weren't they mostly the people mm-hmm. that were? This is,
yeah.
You know, we think we're the only ones that have mercenaries, but there are mercenary soldiers all over the world. The Chinese have them. The Iranians have them. Did I say Uranians? Well, might as well be. Anyway, this guy is angry at Putin. He translated the people in the Kremlin are a bunch of scumbags. That's the translation. I don't imagine he said in English. But anyway, he speculated that Russia's defense minister was to blame, so he was heading for him. He wasn't really after Putin, but Putin figured he might have been in danger because how do you pronounce this guy's name? Asikiv? Anyway, they were thinking Putin thought, okay, here's a coup. Mm. Could be the beginning of an armed mutiny.
Well, there's just chaos in areas of that country right now.
He's not a good leader. He's never been a good leader. He's another country's on its own, a pretty much big country anyway. So Putin said that this guy was treasonous, and there's going to be a severe response. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, he made a deal with him and probably paid him off with lots of rubles and shekels and whatever else they pay people off with. And so it could be maybe he'll go away, maybe he won't. Could be the beginning of a civil war. This is what happened however many years ago when the Russians, you know, they started the same thing. Russia is a very volatile country, mostly because of all the alcohol that the Russians drink. 90% of Russians have problems with alcohol. And so this is, I've often suspected that Putin went down the road that he did because he has an alcohol problem. He certainly looks at, and when you look at it, people say, how do you know that? Well, I can tell by looking at people. I've been around. I said that, wasn't it last week that I said something about the Chinese leader?
Yeah, it was a few days ago.
Look at him. Yeah. All right, so anyway.
Well, and I think people forget about, not just when you are currently drunk, there's a flush to your face, but when you do consume alcohol a lot for many, many years, it does things to your skin, especially, aside from just being
clean. And your insides.
It does a lot, like, but we can't see the insides, but, like, from looking at somebody, what you are saying, Doug, of you can look at somebody and sometimes you can just tell they consume a lot of alcohol, you actually can. Unless they're covering it up with makeup, but it is. Mm-hmm. There is a situation going on the face.
For sure. All right. Next up, the other item, or one of the many items that will be a holdover. The missing submersible last week was on the countdown, and the latest on that is a focus on the families of the victims because they're going to sue OceanGate. There are waivers that all the people that go, we are not responsible for this, we're not responsible for that, and if you go at your own risk, blah, 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 blah. But there's a certain representation. It's like getting on a bus or an airplane. The representation in the ticket, there's something on the ticket that says, we are responsible if, and then there are any number. That's like when a plane crashes, there are all kinds of things. The force majeure on the ticket that you buy suggests that you're taking all the risk, but that's not the case. And it's not the case in this circumstance either. Five passengers dead. Safety concerns apparently because they there were things that they were dealing with, and that's why the things that happened, even if they signed this thing before boarding, apparently this, yeah.
But have you seen, there are so many people coming out in and doing interviews that were supposed to be on this, and they gave up their ticket because they just didn't feel it was safe. There was another father-son duo, and the son looked into everything and was like, do not go. We are, like, this is not happening. It is absolutely not safe. There are other people who said it is just, it's not safe. There was a kid who was the youngest to ever go visit Titanic. He was 13 at the time. This was many years ago. But there was an issue, he said, in his submersible, where it was a different company, but they started to lose oxygen. And because of his frame and size, he lost consciousness because the oxygen levels went different. They dropped, but all of the adults and everyone bigger than him didn't notice it, but they could tell because of all of the gauges, and they were able to pump the oxygen back up, and he had consciousness back. But had it dropped so low that everybody lost consciousness, they wouldn't have been brought back. It would have almost been a similar, not an implosion, but they all would have perished too.
This company will go bankrupt because they don't have enough money to pay. The lawyers all say 100% certain they're going to get sued. They'll be out of business, and they probably should be anyway. The risks here the risks outweigh the rewards as far as I'm concerned, but with some people, they're adventurous of them, and I'm going to be the first to do this and that and the yada yada. The debris that they found were about 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage. When it implodes like that, they are dead instantly. They never knew when. Well, they probably did know up to. You know, the other thing that surprised me is that the lack of, or what seems to be, a lack of communication between what they were down there and the surface. And there ought to be, you know, submarines, when they go down, they have they can communicate with the surface. And
well, and that was one of the things, that they lost communication less than 2 hours in, and but they weren't reported missing until they didn't resurface later in the day when they were supposed to. But did you see all the stuff where I forget who it was, the Navy, I think, they heard the explosion.
Yeah.
But then they had to gather evidence to ensure that this was what it was. So potentially, there were a lot of people knew that they had already been dead.
Were gone. Mm-hmm. Fast. They went down, the first day they went down, they were done. Yeah. Well, so, all right, let's see this, the luxury resort in Mexico, remember last week? This was not in the top 10 item, but in the people department. John Heathcoe and Abby Lutz. He was 41, she was 28, found dead in their rooms at the Rancho Pescadero Hotel in the Baja. It's a Hyatt hotel, and Hyatt said in a statement the hotel was suspending operations while they investigate the incident. Doesn't look like foul play, though, does it? Doesn't look like. It looks more like something was in the room. They're worried about the well-being of their guests. No, they aren't. They're worried about getting sued. So they can say, well, we're going to take care of our guests. Now, they're going to get sued. They're going to pay out the nose for it.
Happening at different resorts in Mexico, what's possibly carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah. I had a good friend who went down on Friday for a week with his family vacation. I said, why? He's a Greek guy. Why are you going down there? Right? You usually go to Greece every year. He says, the tickets are too expensive. So apparently Mexico is doing a lot to entice. Why would you want to go to Mexico with the drug wars the way they are? How many people, wasn't it just a week or two or three ago when a couple of Americans were killed by the drug that was like Juarez? Don't I remember that?
Or yeah.
Was it maybe further
well,
along?
No, they were kidnapped, and I think...
Kidnapped. That
yeah.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there was three people, and one of them was killed. Two of them were recovered. But I always think about this, and Jen pointed this out, Jennifer Horn, that a lot of times when people go to Mexico, they're like, okay, well, we're going to go to a resort. We're going to stay at the resort. It's safe at the resort. We'll fly in. We'll go to the resort. We'll stay at the resort. That's all good. And Jen pointed out, well, what's to stop anybody from attacking your vehicle en route to the resort? What's to stop anybody from coming into the airport? And it was kind of like, I never thought about that.
Bizarre. Yep. All right, let's see what's going on in Texas. An airline worker is dead after he got sucked into an engine. Boy, this is a bad movie. National Transportation Safety Board says a Delta plane was taxiing to a gate in San Antonio. Wow, what a horrible, horrible, horrible ending. Whew. What else do you say? He was out there working. A lot of these airlines, especially in the secondary markets, they hire aviation services that are local to do the work on the planes. And so in this case, this was not a Delta employee. Somebody was working for a company that did work for Delta. But just, I mean, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about what. Think about that. Getting sucked into a plane.
Basically ingested.
Yep. All right. Also in Texas, a chlorine spill on the Lazy River. 12 people who are in trouble. One of them is a 12-year-old child. Possible accidental ingestion of the chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not over-chlorination of a pool. So they all went to the hospital. How is it that you overdo that? Is this, bad management?
That's tough. Yeah.
Anything else? I don't think you should put chlorine in your pool anyway. People say, well, what should you do? There are deciduous ways. There's sand filters and things. I never put chlorine in my pools. Yeah. Nah. All right, well, let's hold a good thought for them. It's 10 before. No, it's not. It's 11:12 before the hour on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three after the hour now. It's Food Farm and Family time. Our website is foodfarmfamily.com to keep you updated on all of the latest recalls. Today we start by celebrating National Chocolate Pudding Day. Hooray!
Hooray!
Yep, that's a good lunch snack, good dinner snack. I think chocolate pudding is good with ice cream, vanilla ice cream too. Little maybe, or you spray a little, what's that stuff? Or make real whipped cream. I had some raw milk whipped cream this weekend. Yum. On some strawberries. Woo-hoo. Okay. So anyway, if you're a big fan of chocolate pudding, a little goes a long way. How many of you remember from your childhood just having chocolate pudding and feeling well? Or butterscotch pudding. That's what I liked when I was a kid. There's vanilla pudding. There's chocolate. Same flavors as ice cream comes in, but something different about the pudding. It's texture, right?
Yeah.
Yum.
But it's not as cold, but yeah, no. It's good. And there's, yeah. I'm not a pie person, but there is this, you can use chocolate pudding to make dream pie, where it's like you mix it with this whipped topping mix kind of thing, and it just makes it. It's just like a chocolate pudding pie, but it's a little bit more fluffier.
First chocolate pudding was made in 1730. And now, chocolate pudding and chocolate custard, pretty much the same thing, right? Aren't they?
I think custard is custard. A little different, but I think they are very similar.
Yum. All right, recalls, recall time. Scenic Fruit Company recalling organic pineapple because of a health risk. This is from companies located in Gresham, Oregon. Frozen organic pineapple and frozen fruit blends with organic pineapple because it's contaminated with listeria. Serious, sometimes with young children, people with weak immune systems, you can die. They just don't buy the stuff. The recall is, most of it was sold at Trader Joe's Trader Joe's had a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and frozen fruits. I mean, there's been the berries, the strawberries, any mixes with strawberries, and just the regular, just the strawberries, frozen ones. Then there were, I think, another one, blackberries or blueberries.
Mm.
Now it's pineapples and any mixes with pineapples.
Something's going on with management there, I would say. Another recall, this one is for Baby Shark bath toys that have been recalled after children get stabbed. Huh? 7.5 million of these things. The singing and swimming baby shark recalled after a lot of incidences of lacerations and puncture wounds in the children who were playing with them. This company called Zuru. Why you
it's
why
very lifelike. A shark causes puncture wounds.
Right, yeah, exactly. Robotic baby shark toys. The 12 injuries have been reported. So if you have one of these things, bring it back to the store. Probably sold at places like, we don't have Bed Bath & Beyond anymore, right? So CVS and Walgreens, TJ Maxx, Walmart, Target have all of these things. So pretty much they're universally available. Yep, they're everywhere. So bring them back, get your money back, and say, I want $20 for my time. Thank you very much. And don't let them dissuade you. Oh, we can't do that. Yeah, okay. I'm going to my social media and we'll see. Right? That's what you do. Summer.
Call us and leave a voicemail. The actual conversation.
Yes. 855-999-DOUG. Do that. As we arrive in summertime, first full week of summer, Rich Rosario is going to share the top family vacation tips to help you navigate this busy travel season.
Nothing says summer like a family vacation, and if you're looking to build memories that last a lifetime, Legoland California is the perfect multi-day family destination with two fully themed resort hotels. Legoland Ambassador Julia Strada explains.
We're kicking off the season with our spectacular summer block party with all new shows, Lego characters, and the launch of the sports stunt show Go Extreme. Experience the world's first Lego City of San Diego, built from more than 5 million Lego bricks, and cool off at Legoland Water Park, featuring 10 acres of water fun.
Legoland California believes awesome is for everyone. That's why they train all staff in best practices for serving guests with autism and their families.
All of our attractions feature a sensory guide, which indicates any bright lights, loud sounds, or other features families might need to plan around. Plus, we offer sensory hours at attractions like Lego Ferrari Build and Race.
Learn more at Legoland.com/California.
All right, monarch butterflies are migrating. They have taken a huge trip from Canada to Mexico, 3,000 miles. How about that? Yeah, it really is. There's a study by the University of Georgia suggesting the butterflies have more white spots because they traveled such a long distance. I don't know how those... How could a... What looks like a very delicate being make that trip, right? Apparently the spots change airflow patterns around the wings. So, God love them. The great monarch butterfly migration. 59 after on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.